Yeah, it's a special day for us. I mean, and you can just see the type of guys that we have, the way they responded to them, and just even organization-wide, just what we were able to put together for them this morning, Community Relations Department, I thought was outstanding. And it's nice every once in a while to hit the reset button and just kind of puts it in perspective, and to see a young man who's fighting a fight, how passionate he is about what we do. It's certainly, it's hard to take it for granted after when you meet a young man like Dylan. It is. I just think it's a tough. I don't know if it's certainly not an even playing field given where we are defensively. You're working on base installations from an offensive standpoint, and you're working deeper details from a defensive standpoint. So it hasn't been easy, but we don't want to slow down too much defensively, but at the same time, we also have to understand each other's circumstances. I thought today was good. I thought the move the ball period was very competitive. The offense did a nice job driving at the end. But this isn't real football, so it's tough. Some of those run plays, I mean, we're not playing flag football. They might have gone for a little bit more than what they did. So I think the days are productive. I think we're doing a good job of understanding how to practice, how to be good teammates and stay up and not put each other at risk, because that's difficult to do. That's a good group. That's Tremont Williams just brings a wealth of experience. I mean, I think he understands what we're trying to get done. He's played in similar systems, and those guys are doing a good job. They put the time in during the meeting room. It carries over to the individual period, and then you always want to make sure that meeting and individual time translates into the teamwork, and it has. Those guys are doing a good job, and they're certainly ahead of the curve. He's shown the ability to do both. I think that's something that you're looking for in a wide receiver, that a guy just doesn't have a certain niche skill set that he can line up inside. But he's shown the ability, certainly proved it last year, to be able to line up outside and play the Z or play the X. That he's very similar to Hawk in that he's short, but he's not necessarily small. Very strong upper body, so that allows him to think to be able to compete outside. He did. He went in. It was we might hold him out Thursday. I'll wait to see the results of it. It wasn't anything serious, but it's especially in the spring. Just anything we're going to tend to err on the side of being conservative. Well, what we can do is we can kind of, and it's tough on the quarterbacks because they get frustrated sometimes. He's the number one read, and they see the red shirt, they're not allowed to throw it to him. But it's good for him. One, it helps us kind of eat up some of the repetitions, saves the legs of the other guys. His legs are fine. And then we can get him in there on some running plays or get him in there on some plays where he's low in the progression, and that's good for him to get individual work. So it's the thumb is post-surgery is healed up enough that he can get out here and sweat and do those things. So we'll go ahead and push the limits with him. Yeah, it's hard to put a number on it, but I would say it's probably in the neighborhood of that. At least the pass game, the concept-wise, that we've done most of them. I think Flip has some unique things that he's putting in that just looking at from a defensive perspective are very challenging. You know, the one route that Hawkins caught in the red zone today, I thought was a nice wrinkle off of a conventional play. But there is a decent amount of carryover. There's been some just changing of the language. I like Flip system in that it makes sense. Like a lot of the words, you know, there's a common theme towards concepts that are similar. You know, all bird names mean a certain type of route combination. The formations are kind of grouped together in a logical fashion. So it's required some learning, but this is a smart group. I'm very pleased with where we are from a mental standpoint. Definitely see changes, but I think you said it. Probably too early. It's just all about consistency. Just coming in here, perfecting his craft every day, and it's right now it's so far so good. Attention to detail. Just kind of getting himself into the material, and then the want to, how serious he's taking it. Yeah, that's the with Joe, giving Joe a planned day of rest. That gave us an opportunity to move Cam. He'd been primarily playing inside at right guard, and John had slid over to Greco had slid over to center. But we saw today as an opportunity, anytime Joe's not in there, to get Cam some work. First of all, the rule. I mean, I think we've all seen it coming. I don't necessarily see it as a disadvantage in cold weather, just because you'd like to think that, we'll be used to it. And you bring in a warm weather kicker, you know, a California kicker or a guy that's used to kicking in a dome, that the likelihood of them missing might be a little bit higher. You know, we're used to our stadium, sure. that type of thing. So I don't know how much it'll change. I think everybody's kind of curious to see exactly how many coaches will. There was a lot of talk at the owners' meetings of also moving the two-point line. Maybe it was just inside the two. Maybe it was the one and a half. Maybe it was the one. Those got at least kicked around. That might come in the future. But kind of leaving it where it is, I think we'll start out the year. I think you'll see a lot of teams still kicking it. Yeah, I mean, it certainly opens it up. And since this is Cleveland and you have and being in the AFC North and you have the potential for some bad weather games or some wind, you might get some choices late in games where if the kickers aren't doing well, that you might that could potentially force a decision to, hey, let's go ahead and go for two. Certainly showed it today, some of the explosiveness of his ability to put his foot in the ground and go. There was one of the runs in the team period that, unless we were playing flag football, that would have been about a 40 or 50 yard chunk. But he's got a lot to learn, but you know, he's probably typical rookie where he is right now. But I think we've all seen what he can bring, the explosiveness and how we can turn a handoff or a short pass into a significant game with a back like that.
To follow on him from the standpoint, West and Crowell were in his position last year. Is he farther ahead than they were just because of his recent college background?
Yeah, I don't know if that's probably a hard question to answer. I mean, he's about where we would expect him to be. And it's what we do like is the rules with the rookies at this point where we get him for more time than we do the veteran players. That's very helpful for him. And then if you remember last year, Crowell was injured in the spring. He did not get very many reps. So he ended up kind of going into training camp, almost an afterthought. He was behind. We didn't really know what we had with him. And then he showed up late in training camp. So Duke does have an advantage there, whereas he'll be able to get a lot more repetitions in the spring. Right now, offensively, we're building blocks. I mean, it's base formations and motions and shifts and getting our concepts in. So it doesn't thrill me. I don't pay much attention to what's going on outside of the building. But when it potentially can drive a spike between the staff and the team, I have issues with it. So to me, to talk about how a team's potentially moved on from a player or he's not in plans, I mean, that's just irresponsible, because we see it as we're just teaching basic offense, and we're going to get to the point where when a certain player is in there, we will tailor a game plan to meet their to match their strengths. So I thought he's done an outstanding job so far grasping what we're doing. I thought he made some real nice throws today, and he's had his days where he struggled, but that's natural. One, learning a new offense, and two, going against a defense that is significantly ahead just due to chemistry and cohesion and knowledge of the book. So I think we all feel good about where he is, and it's you know, you can see he shows some frustration out there. Because he wants it to be perfect. He wants it to be done right. He wants to do it the way that we're coaching him to do it. And he's probably been the hardest guy on himself. Let's see. I was right with what did I think I predicted, what, the first series?
Yeah.
Cavs and
six?
I'll go six games. Well, it's great to see, because as you guys know, that you know, I watching the game the other night, I was so distracted by Joe Hayden behind the bench. Looked like he was wearing a gold steering wheel around his helmet. And I think it actually turned out to be a Browns helmet. But it's just great to see. I mean, our guys, how do you not feed off that energy? And it's a tremendous thing for the city. I can tell you that our guys will be beyond fired up just to see a parade here in Cleveland. Well, we had some good advanced knowledge, as you know, from him being coached by Jeff Hafley. That was a big reason for him coming here. But he's one of the guys this spring, if you had to kind of rate the guys that have taken a big leap from the previous year, that Kaywan is up there. And a lot of it's just a credit to him, that he took that time from January to April and you could see he looks different physically. He's bigger, but he's leaner. He's moving better. And it's great to see him go against Hawk in the slot. Those are some of the battles I look forward to the most watching during practice. But we have high expectations for him. Again, we don't care how the players got here, whether they were drafted or in the first round or whether we got them as a result of a tryout. So he's a guy that we were very fortunate to convince to come here a year ago, and we're reaping the benefits from him.